Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau made their first appearance together. The astronaut and the narcissist. Katy Perry kissed a girl and liked it so much that she kept on doing it. This is my favorite lesbian couple. I hope they don't try and reproduce because I don't want Fidel Castro to get another grandson. This story doesn't matter, and I think he's just dating her to cover up the fact that he slept with Diplo. Not Lego Duplo, but Diplo the EDM musician. Up next, here's what it looks like when you avoid women after just 2 years. I don't know about you, but I've avoided women in relationships for 10 years, and it's made me rich. It's not that you just save money because you're not paying for dates. You also have more time and energy to build a business. Women rob you of your time, your money, and your life force. Imagine how much Bitcoin this is going to buy in a year or two at the bottom of the bear market, if that happens. Number 3, I think about this from time to time. These feminist female mountain climbers wanted to climb a mountain to prove that they could do what men do, and they all ended up freezing to death. They also picked the easiest peak and refused to get help from men when they were going up. I guess God had other plans, and I'm surprised that no one has actually made a film about this. Why would they? Because most women would probably complain about it. Maybe I'll make it with AI in a couple of years. Moving on, public toilets in China are making people watch ads for toilet paper. Why do I get flashbacks from Demolition Man right now? Maybe this is the way to get Indians to use toilets. But then again, I think you need toilets and toilet paper to watch ads in the first place. This is also a terrible idea because just imagine you just finished your business and the toilet paper will come out because you have a low social credit score. The creepiest part is you're probably on camera while using that toilet. Number 5, Mayor of New York Mandani thinks his aunt was the real victim of 9/11 because she got nervous to take the subway afterwards. New York is screwed with him running the place. I can't believe the city forgot that this happened less than 25 years ago. Shows you just how quickly people forget things. Even my mother was pissed off that people didn't like Mandani. She said people voted for him, so he deserves to be in power. That's not the point. He's a communist and is going to wreck New York City. Women are natural socialists. Up next, Britney Spears was seen driving drunk and on the wrong side of the road. I wondered that she danced for the cops in her bikini when they finally caught her. Imagine if you were driving and she hit you and paralyzed you. Wouldn't it be a great story to tell about Britney Spears hitting you? If your type is blonde and mentally ill post-fall women, then she would be perfect for you. She needs to have her phone taken away and a mental health professional to see her. Number 7, people are saying that maybe nepotism isn't such a bad thing after all, with all these actors having famous actor parents. It doesn't matter though because AI is about to make all of these people unemployed shortly. Also, most of them suck and the only reason they get work in Hollywood is because of their parents. This is one of the few nepo babies I do actually enjoy watching on screen, and it's probably because she's Uma Thurman's kid. Moving on, in Canada, about 40 minutes from me in Guelph, Ontario, they put up a crosswalk honoring veterans. What happened to the Rainbow Road honoring poo pirates? Turd-flinging monkey says they had to go back to Mario Kart where they belong. I'm surprised the alphabet people didn't stop this somehow. I also heard that they're painting over the Rainbow Roads in Texas as well as Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. Maybe the world is finally healing. Number 9, all right, who did this? Who gave him blackface and who dressed her up as an astronaut? Looks like AI still needs some refining as it looks like she's got 3 hands. Looks like she might have been possessed by an alien entity on her lengthy stay above the Earth. Although I honestly think that this blackface version of Trudeau would have been a lot better next to Katie the astronaut. They would have looked like quite the B-movie couple. Up next, here's what they're teaching kids in Ottawa, Canada's capital. The kids have to acknowledge that they are on land that belongs to the Algonquin people. And now I think I know why they've been doing this for the last few decades. Now the Canadian provinces and the government is confiscating people's property and handing it to the natives. What's the point of owning a home if the government can just come in and take it from you at any time? That's how they'll confiscate your house and not pay you for it. Number 11, and speaking of crazy stuff in Canada, Toronto food bank usage is rising faster than ever, up 340% since 2019. People increasingly can't afford necessities, yet the government says that we aren't in a recession. Once again, turd-flinging monkey makes sense of it by saying that it's all the brown people in Canada that were recently imported that are freeloading off the goodwill of actual Canadians. That they're scamming because that's what they do to get free food. He's right, there are even Indian YouTubers teaching Indians how to get that free food. Moving on, Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things fame donated $1 million to the Alphabet People community, saying that she hopes they find a cure. Unfortunately, there's no cure for stupid, but I found this post on a parody account, so I doubt that she actually donated the money. But even if she did, it probably wouldn't be because she would be being genuine, but because actors are trying to virtue signal for various causes by donating cash. If it was true, the cure she'd probably hope they'd find is for monkeypox. Number 13, are tattoos on women attractive? Hell no. It's gone so bad that I hate them so much that whenever I surf the Hub or X Hamster, I have to look for women without them, otherwise I can't get turned on. Usually it's the corn from 15 to 20 years ago that doesn't have them. I hope that women understand that having tattoos takes a lot of prospective matches out of their dating pool. I have yet to see a tattoo enhance a woman's beauty. Up next, here's what your favorite trad wife looks like 1 week after you've been ended. Remember guys, bros before 304s. Meanwhile, if you get banned on X, guys will still have your back 5 years later. The guy who posted this says that he's on his fourth X account, and he still has guys following him from the first one. As for 304s, remember that if you die, there's a more than 50-50 chance that she brings a date to your funeral, even if he's just there for emotional support. Number 15, here's what happens when a woman tells you that you don't actually need a six-pack and you can eat whatever you want, and now you're too fat to cheat. This is one of the strategies I've seen insecure women do, especially if their man is a lot better looking than they are. Besides getting you fat, women also dress you up in dorky looking clothing so other women won't find you attractive either. Then they hate what they've done to you and eventually leave. Moving on, here's what it feels like when you're a young white dude in Manila with only $1,000 to your name. You have tons of matches. It's great if you're into women that suffer from low IQ and island dwarfism. If you had a son with one of them and you want to see what they'd look like, then just look for Rob Schneider. Women over there are notorious gold diggers for some reason, but they're much better in the bedroom and kitchen than Western women are. That's how they control men. Number 17, this guy is smart because he's breaking up with his girl in the library, so she can't raise her voice. This reminds me of the one time I stopped working for a difficult client of mine, and I told her with a few people around because I didn't actually want her to explode. She just put on a fake smile while grinding her teeth and playing the piano in the corner of the room to help her get out her frustrations. She hated being rejected and embarrassed in front of everyone. Up next, 60-80% of men aged 18 to 40 aren't getting married or dating anymore. I predicted it would be 40% black pillars and 40% MGTOWs, and now here we are. Women thought that the amount of abuse men would take would be unlimited. Women's expectations are rising sky high, and men are done trying to meet all of them, only to be divorce raped or disrespected. Someone asks why MGTOWs are obsessed with women they claim to not be interested in. Meanwhile, this article doesn't mention anything about women at all. Number 19, a study finds that women are more attracted to men who are psychopaths. Yes, because birds of a feather flock together. It's not just psychopathy, but also narcissism and Machiavellianism. They think they can control the men that go out there and manipulate and control all the other men. Women think they can exploit psychopaths for their own ends. This just proves that nice guys will always finish last. Moving on, here's the evolution or de-evolution of Miss Germany over the last 20 years. Rest in peace, Deutschland. Didn't some guy with a funny-looking mustache in Germany warn us about this 100 years ago now? I'd also have to guess that by 2050, they will all have garbage bags with eye slits over their heads. No more swimsuit competition. This is a great example of how to ruin a country in only 20 years. This is not the Germany I visited back in 2004. Number 21, what do you think about this? This guy says that when Africans go to Europe, they have to learn English and French, but the Europeans that moved to Africa, how come they don't have to learn to read and write Zulu and other languages? But I think he just doomed his country because what few whites do show up, if they're forced to learn some Ooga Booga land language, just won't show up to live there. They have a choice. This guy doesn't understand that his terms are acceptable. We just won't go. Up next, his far-left candidate is set to become Ireland's next president. No, this isn't a dude, but Catherine Connolly. And all I want to say is rest in peace, Ireland. She's also socialist. You just know that if she has her way, that this will be incoming to the country. Apparently someone says this is the picture from the front of a geography book. How do they use a bathroom while this train is moving, though? That thing must leave quite the trail of feces behind it, hundreds of miles long. Number 23, this fine gentleman looks like he fell off that train. He's creepy and been removed from Instagram for harassing young women. Funny those women don't look Indian to me. This looks like it was taken at the intersection of College and Spadina in Toronto. Sad to see what's become of the city. I used to go down there 20 plus years ago to buy blank CDs so I can burn them and ship them out to my customers on eBay. You just know he's a creep when women do this. Moving on, Western Union reports fewer remittance dollars being sent home by migrants. Finally, some good news. We need to keep our cash in our economy. If it gets so bad that immigrants couldn't send money back to their homes due to high cost of living in the West, I doubt they would actually move here. Maybe Trump could also slap an export tax on that money and watch migrants lose their minds. I'm tired of people just using the West as their piggy bank without investing in it. Number 25 and the last one, Lordy Lordy, look who's turning 40. This woman was once an anchor on Fox 2 in St. Louis, and now she's been charged with first-degree murder. Forget about the crime. The real crime is what the wall did to her. She ended her own mother. Be careful out there, guys, because this looks like the Tinder picture on the left and what she really looks like in the morning on the right. Maybe if she changed her last name to Alvarez, they would let her out immediately. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.